So, what was home life like? Well, you see, when you didn't know anything better, you were quite happy. Everything was a luxury that was a bit special. I mean, even, I know it sounds stupid, but even having jelly for Sunday night tea was something very special. The pastry and the bread, it was, everything was homemade. They all made their bread. And rabbit pie, of course, was a, oh, it was just a useful thing, like for the housewife. I mean, the rabbit wasn't to buy, they were there to be caught. And I mean, the rabbit pies used to be nice and tasty. And so, you know, it relied on all such as that.
Well, see, I had to learn. I mean, I had no idea that I was. I mean, I really and truly blame my poor husband for a great deal because he couldn't realise that I didn't know how I did these things. And I will always remember going into the cupboards and seeing a great big crock with some bread tins. So I said to Dick, I said, they don't expect me to make bread, do they? They said, oh, well, they always do at home. And there was a great big sheet oven, which was fed by wood underneath, and that's how you made the bread and all sorts of things. And then I went through to the next kitchen and I found a great big churn. I said, well, what is this for? Oh, well, this is for making the butter. So I had to do all that.
And then most of the cottages killed a pig, and that was a staple part of their food.
If you hadn't a pig, you used to take your swill, as they used to call it, take your parents and such as that to the parson for them to boil, didn't you?
Yeah. Like a
And
little
then
gruffy.
in reward, when they killed him, they used to give you a fry, as they
Oh,
call it, a
I
bit of
know, yeah.
liver and, you know, a bit of somewhat, just to
A
sort
bit
of
of
a
liver or something like that, isn't
thank you
it?
for giving them. The...
Like no end of cottages had their pig,
Pig,
didn't
didn't they?
they? It was a standing understanding. When you gave any, if I gave you a fry, you didn't wash the plate up. You gave me the plate back unwashed because you were supposed to be unlucky if you washed the plate up. And then you see when he killed his pig, he gave us a fry. Same.
And I remember we used to kill pigs, and oh Lord, how salty all that bacon and stuff was. I remember my husband used to salt these hams. I thought they were absolutely awful. But that's the difference between a country person and a town one.
And you to get somebody to kill him, aren't you?
Hi, Tommy Jackson used to come down and do a lot. He
Did he?
was hit him over the head,
Aye.
stand astride on with an axe.
That's right. And then
Straight
right
through
in
the
the end, you have to
brain.
put a cane into him,
Right
what they
into
call
his
it,
brain.
to make sure he
And the
killed.
town
Aye,
something
see,
like
yeah.
that, them sort of talking
Yeah.
there, no.
Aye.
It stunned them, didn't
Yeah,
it?
you
And
stunned them.
stunned their, cut their throat
You bored
and blood
the
out
soul into them and put a
and
cane
Joseph,
in.
he used to let you, Jack used to let you scrape them with them, the like trumpet
Aye,
thing.
so you, after
Aye,
you scalded them,
aye.
you
Aye,
scalded them, we
you
all come
used
through.
to find out somebody that was pig killing and ask them for bladder to make a football.
Football,
Aye,
I
oh,
did,
I
by
did.
God, they did lots of them,
Aye, they were
weren't they?
tough.
Used to, that square used to be hundreds of lads and think, kicking the, you know, them about, didn't they?
Aye,
Aye.
bladder.
A bladder, aye.
Once you got the bacon and hams cured, you could certainly keep it for months. It was perfectly all right. And nearly all the cottages, a lot of the cottages had hooks up in the ceilings. And you see, the sides of the pig, they used to cut the ham off and cure it separately and hang it up. And then the side consisted of the side of bacon plus the shoulder. It was all in one piece, and that hung up on hooks, and you just cut pieces off as you needed it. And certainly it would keep for months, months and months. I mean, it used to go brown, such as that raster, as we called it, but that didn't matter. It was still good, very good. And so that was a good source of food. And then people either had biggish gardens or grew allotments, so they grew plenty of potatoes, which of course was again. And then they lots of people kept a few chickens, which was a good help.
When Jack Barr lived at Westminster now, he had a little small holding, and he used to two pig potatoes. He had an old boiler thing outside, you know, the old open boiler, what same as we had at pub for washing and that.
And if we were sat in school and we saw a chimney smoking out of the, one of the low buildings, it was his copper, wasn't it?
Yes,
his copper, it was in the yard. And they used to grow lots of taties, and all small ones was pig taties, weren't they?
Yeah.
He hadn't washed them, like, but it all peeled off, didn't it? Like, they were good. No salt or that like that in them days.
And there was bits of straw.
All sorts of
and soil.
Muck.
No, then. And you'll tell them no.
Take your hat off. You show me your hat. Red hot taties, didn't they?
Yeah,
they were. By the way, go to work.
Aye, you were. You put me a cap and run home.
You get a bit of salt.
Jack Barr used to have a horse and cart, and he used to lead the coke for the boiler at school. Yes, from Middleton Station, yeah. Load on the morning, bring it back, put it near the coke house. He used to leave his horse there with his nose bag on. We used to tip it while he went for his dinner. Then after dinner, he used to go for another load. I remember us tipping it on. Oh, he was grateful. Mucked up to there as a course, like, but three or four of us would be there, like, yeah. Don't get to go with your shovel, you use your hand, yeah.